Ecumenism and East-West relations are also high on the agenda of the Council of European Bishops' Conferences, whose leaders have been in Rome this past week meeting with the Pope and top Vatican officials to discuss issues affecting the Church in countries across the European continent, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Ural Mountains. From its small headquarters in Switzerland, the CCEE brings together bishops and other representatives of the churches on a regular basis to discuss these concerns and to strengthen cooperation in order to provide a more effective witness to the faith in an increasingly secular world.
The main thing we have to do, we cannot stop fighting for the truth of family, of course, but the most important thing is to live the truth of family and love inside of our families.
Father Duarte da Cunha is Secretary General of the CCEE. He dropped by our studios to tell me more about the work of this organisation, but he began by sharing with me his reactions to Pope Benedict's recent pilgrimage to his native Portugal.
It was a really success in several ways. It was huge crowds coming to meet the Pope, and I think this was very spontaneous. It was okay, it was organized, there was the invitation, there was preparations, but seeing the amount of people that came, we see that it was much more than it was expected. So we can say the people wanted to show the devotion to the Holy Father and to see how the love to Holy Father is deep on the heart, on the culture of Portugal. We cannot say that all the people that went to see the Pope were completely and convictly Catholic in everyday life, but they really knew that being with the Pope was a moment that was a historical moment. This was one of the things that went very well. The other thing was what the Pope said. It was very important, and how this he said, the simplicity, but also the profound way he said so many things, that I can now say that several people are already sending me emails with all the texts, and I think it's all spread in Portugal in the emails, all the texts, and so people studying what the Pope said. And I think this is a message that will be for several months digested, and to see what can change in our lives and in communities, but also very impersonal lives, because I think the Pope insisted very much in the necessity of a personal conversion, a personal meeting with Jesus, a personal witness. So it's very important to the community, the society will change through the changing of the person.
A fazer para que cada cristão se transforme em testemunha, capaz de dar conta a todos e sempre da esperança que o anima.
Were there particular speeches, particularly meetings, that struck you more than others?
Well, I liked very much the way he spoke in Lisbon, mostly for the young people, how they put the meeting with Jesus, the profound, the happiness, the hope in these relations, personal relations with Jesus. It was very important how he saw the problems, but not staying in the problems. When he said, for instance, that the Church has many problems, has many challenges, but it's in the saints that she can show better her faces. So it's in this relation with Jesus and the holiness was very, very deep. This is, for me, was very important. Also, it was very strong for me, the meeting with the Pope, with the priests and the consecrated people in Fatima, the way he spoke about our friendships between priests and the consecrators. For me, it was a very important moment also to reflect on my friendships between friends, priest friends. To thank God the priests I have as friends, but also to see some way to do the things better.
You spoke beforehand about the difficulties of being a priest in Portugal today, the sense of almost shame and fear in light of the current crisis of over sexual abuse.
In Portugal, there were not any scandals. So I think it's something in all Europe we can see that something has influenced the way that people see the priests. But being there and also so many priests, there was a joy, there was a very strong way. And I think the people also wanted to show to the Pope because the Pope also insisted a little bit on that, to show their love for the priests. They wanted the good for the priests. And so I think we felt very much happy with all this meeting. But finally, I liked very much the speech to the people working in the social institutions, because I think the Pope was managed to put together personal conversion and praying and contemplation, if you want, and also the working, the charity.
Queridos irmãos e irmãs, que operais no vasto mundo da caridade.
The way the Pope speaks about social working, saying that the main principle is the charity. So it's something new, because first we spoke about social and charity being different things. Charity is more a personal thing and social is more an institutional issue. But the Pope spoke about charity there because there are no works, social works, that can be done without the charity coming from the person.
É o novo mandato do amor.
But also how the Pope put together the way the people fight for the defense of life and of marriage, and also the way the people work to help the poor and the child and the old people. So it's all the same thing. It's coming from the charity, from the converted heart. And so it was very important to see all this together.
Talking of the defense of life and marriage, interesting to see that the president has now ratified the gay marriage law, allowing the same rights mm-hmm. to same-sex couples. Interesting timing after the Pope's visit to make this decision.
And the president, as I think, he decided to do it after the visit of the Pope, not to enter in these divisions in the society during the presence of the Pope there. I think it was a nice thing to do. I'm sorry he was not able to stop the law. He sent it to the constitutional court. There was a votation. Unfortunately, it's a social issue in Europe. And I think the people will see in a while that it's a wrong decision. But unfortunately, it's like that. There's lots of pressures. I just hope that after the visit of the Pope, the church, the people of the church, the people can also understand that the main thing we have to do, not only stop, we cannot stop fighting for the truth of family, of course, but the most important thing is to live the truth of family and love inside of our families, to witness to the world, the rest of the world, that the reality of the family between a man and a woman and the children is something that is very attractive, and so this is a working of cultural working that we have to start doing now.
So the church's role is to continue strengthening that witness.
Yes, the both things we have to stay to keep the political fight, but more than that, the living the witness in the families, in the Catholic families, the good families, because the people have to see that we are not speaking about imagination, the ideal is also, but that's also reality.
Some of these issues, I imagine, have been on the agenda during your meeting with Pope Benedict, with the leaders of the CCEE. Can you tell us anything more about that meeting?
This meeting with the Pope and the presidium of CCEE is something we try to do every 2 years, to keep updated the Pope about what's being done in our organizations that gathers the bishops' conferences in all Europe. We mainly spoke about the themes, the topics we are dealing with in the meetings with the bishops, the presidents of the bishops' conferences, the general secretaries, also in the ecumenical things doing with relations with the CEC, that is the conference of the churches.
The Protestant and Orthodox churches.
Protestant and Orthodox churches. The Forum Catholic, Orthodox Catholic, that we are also doing, it's a more bilateral meetings every 2 years. The questions of migrations, we have not long ago a congress about migrations, and it was also presented to the Pope, the main conclusions. And we see the Pope very, very happy from coming from Portugal. It was very visible. He was very glad, very, very happy, but also very convicted of the importance of to evangelization in Europe, to rebuild from the roots, the Christian roots in Europe, to rebuild a new society with hope, with charity. And it was very important how they said, how he was attentive to the things we were saying, and also how he continues to trust on the bishops in Europe. It was also said, and it's true, that every meeting in Europe this last year, at least, from the several topics, we always send a message to the Pope. And it's very clear that the bishops in Europe wants to tell the Pope that they are with him, at least most of them.
To support him in his mission.
To support, yes. Mm.
You talk about the press release after your meeting talks about some work in progress that the CCEE is focusing on. Can you talk to us a little bit about perhaps your main priorities or some of the main focuses for the coming months?
Well, the main thing in Europe is to strengthen the collaborations between the bishops' conferences. There are several things that are very specific in each country, but they are also important to be together in looking for new solutions and new perspectives. And so the main project in CCE is always to help the collaborations through the meetings. We are very convinced that the meeting, personal meetings, and the friendships that can be come from these meetings are most the strength of for the future collaborations. So we will have the next plenary session in October, and the main topic will be demography and family. We will see the problems in of demography in Europe, but through also the family issues. We don't want to see only the birth rates, but also the main thing inside of the family. There are also this ecumenical process with the Orthodox, with the Forum Catholic Orthodox, and this is very important also because we see that there are several things. We don't discuss dogmatic and theological issues, that is more with the Pontifical Council, but our main thing is about social and ethical issues that matters the people, the communities. And so we are going to have a next Catholic Orthodox Forum in Rhodes next October. This is, some of our ideas and projects. We will also have a big pilgrimage about the safeguard of the creations from Estragon to Mariazell, where we will have a part coming on the Danube by boat, also to see the problems of the water, the energies. And then we are going to have a ecumenical prayer, walking 10 kilometers till Mariazell. So it's in September to celebrate also the period of creation that we want to also in communally Orthodox. We are trying to do this, some things. We are a small secretariat, so we cannot do everything.
Thanks there to Father Duarte da Cunha, Secretary General of the Council of European Bishops' Conferences.